daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Yud. We're holding on daf Tet Amud Beit, one line up from the bottom. So yesterday we were discussing how it is that we know that Kmitza B'Shmol is possible, and where we got to was darshaning the four times that Kaf HaKohen HaSmolit is mentioned, two by the Mitzora Ashir and two by the Mitzora Ani. And we ended up in finding that one of them was a miut to make certain that we would understand that only this case is smolit, no other case is acceptable as smolit. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says now to Rabbi Zera, who was the author of this approach of darshaning the four smolits that are unique to the putting of the oil into the hand of the Kohen. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zera, al bohin yado hayimanit val bohin raglo hayimanit, lomali. Why then, if we're darshaning, you're telling me that we've discovered that it always means yamin. The fact is, if it always means yamin, then why would it have to say hayimanit specifically? And it does this two times. It says it Bohen Rogla Yemanit by the Ani and the Asher of the Mitzerah, and Bohen Yado Yemanit by the Ani and the Asher of the Mitzerah. None of this should be necessary. Furthermore, it also says to put the Shemen on the Mokom of the Dam HaAsham. And by the Dam HaAsham, we've already established that the Dam is put on the right toe, the right thumb, the right ear, and if that's the case, I already know where it is that I'm supposed to be putting it. It's all extra. So first, the Gemara talks about not why it says yeminit, but why it bothers mentioning at all that it was a toe or a thumb or an ear, because it's a given that it's on the place where the dam is. So obviously, it's got to be on the thumb, toe, and ear. Therefore, the repetition must be coming to tell me, chad la'achshir tzdadim, that even though it uses the word al, but al means next to, it doesn't mean directly on top. Just like we find the alav mateh min asher in the Machanot doesn't mean that mateh min asher was placed on top of another tribe. It means next to was the next tribe, meaning min asher. Here too, al could mean not on the bowen, but even a little bit to the side. When it repeats it again, chad livsotzi deit stadi, that it cannot be underneath the thumb, meaning it has to be on the back of the thumb and the side of the thumb, but not on the actual kaf, which is the equivalent of the palm of the thumb. So it can't be on the soft part of the thumb at all, or toe. Now, if this is the case, then we've got another repetition. We say, al, when it comes to the Ashir, we say, put it al bohen raglo yamanit, al dam ha'asham. When it comes to the Mitzora Ani, we say, put it al bohen raglo yamanit, al mekom dam ha'asham. So I understand that I need to know that it has to do with the place where the dam ha'asham was, but this Tosfos understands it. Why in one place does it say the Al Adam, and one place it says Al Makom Adam? How about that? Says the Gemara, that Hanitzricha, I need both of them. Because let's say the Torah would have written Al Dama Hashem to put it on the blood. I would have thought that means only if the blood is actually there. Suppose the blood had been washed off. So then you can't put the Shemen down because there's no blood. So Havamina Ite, if the blood is there, in, then you can put the Shemen on it. But if nitkaneach, if it's been wiped off, then you cannot. Therefore, the other pasuk says, al mikom dama asham. But suppose it would only have said al mikom dama asham. I would have thought, then you must not leave the blood there. Because if you leave the blood there, it gets in the way between the shemen and the flesh of the thumb. So hava mina dafka nitkaneach would only be kosher if it's on the place where it was, but not if it's actually there. Aval ita maybe would be a chatzitza, just so you can't go into the mikveh if you've got blood on you, you have to wipe it off. So too, here it would be a chatzitza, Kamashman al dama Hashem. So either it works with it being there directly, or it works because it was the place where it was. But, of course, we're left with the question about why mention the right. That is still a question. Omar Rav, mi'achar dichtiv. Look, let me just lay out the facts here. It says al dama Hashem by the Ashir. It says al mekom dama Hashem by the Ani. The dama Hashem, we know where that is because chtiv yeminit bedam. It says al bo'en yado hayimanit. It says to take the dam Hashem and put it on the tnuch ozen hayimanit bo'en yado hayimanit. It's a given now. I know where that dam is. So then can you explain me why it needs to repeat Hayimanit? You only answered me before about why it mentions the thumb and the toe and so on. But why does it need to repeat that it's the right thumb and the right toe? Dichtiv v'shem and mitzora, both by the Asher v'Ani. Why do I need to hear that again? Therefore, says Rava, I disagree with the entire approach, and I say that we are not in any way in a position to learn out from the repetition that we saw yesterday about small four times to imply that all other places is Yamin. Actually, we learn it out positively, not negatively, from the fact that the kaf is small in the case of the tzarat, but rather we learn it out from the word Yado HaYemanit. That word Yado HaYemanit comes to tell me the same thing is true about beaten komets. It says that the coin should be komets biyado, and that therefore teaches us which Yado. It says Vayakrevet Amincha V'Yemale Kapo Mimeno. That Kapo is Yado. Where is that kapo? Which kapo? You mean, how do I know? Because it repeated here unnecessarily by the mitzora. When it says regal, that's a reference to a gzeres shava to tell me about another ambiguous regal. And which one is that? Chalitza. There in Chalitza it says, take his shoe off his foot. But it doesn't say which foot. But here it says regal yemanit unnecessarily to teach me the word regal, if otherwise defined, means a right foot. And why does it say ozen yemanit? To tell me the ambiguous ozen. Which one is that? When the eved wants to stay in eved, viratza adonav et ozno. Which ozno? I don't know. Therefore it says over here by mitzora unnecessarily ozno hayemanit. Now, we know that that's true there, too. So that, I think, explains it all, says Rav, all of this repetition. Well, not quite, says the Gemara. Why did it need to say Simolit by the Asher, not by the Oni? That's definitely a mistake. If you're going to say anything, say, how about the Simolit? Because so far, all we've done is darshaned the Yad Yeminit, Bo'en Yado Yemanit, Bo'en Raglo Yemanit, of the Ashir. There's two parshas, one of the Ashir, one of the Ani, that are repeated. So we've dealt with the Yad Regal Ozen. We have not dealt with the Smolit. Why does it say Smolit? By Kaf, where you put the oil in your palm, in the left palm, and then take it out with the right finger. Why do I need to say Smolit there? Om Rav Shisha Bereda Rav Idi, because it needs to be repeated. Obviously, the first one I know. I mean, it needs to say that I can use the small. That's for sure. But why repeat it again? Because I might have thought that it's coming to add that you can use smallit. But you could certainly put the oil in the kaf yado in your right palm. I mean, because it's a kal v'chomer. Here it's coming to teach me that, no, if the Kohen will use his right hand to hold the Shemen, it's possible. It's lifsol yamin the Kohen v'mitzora. Because you yourself would say, look, shalot tomorrow, everywhere else in the Torah where I'm doing something, I can't use my left hand, right? I can only use my right hand. So if in a standard place, makom shalonit raptas small, where I don't allow you to use the left, I certainly do insist that you use the right. A place where I'm allowing you even to use the left certainly should be good to use the right. Therefore, I need to know a repetition of small to teach me that small is only small, and it's ma'akev to use yamin. Now, in case you ask, and Rashi is bothered by this for a moment, didn't we not say yesterday that if it would only say two smalls, it would be ein miyat acher miyat ela l'rabo to allow us more? Ah, but that was because that was before Rava had said about his drasha of yad meaning yaminit. Once we know that, see, before we thought there was no other indication of yamin other than the fact that here it said small. But now we have a positive reason to say yamin, which means that if the Torah hadn't said small, I wouldn't have allowed you to use small. So the first one is now coming to say, no, no, you can use small. Now the second one is coming to say, you must use small. That's the point. So now we have explained everything of the Ashir. But how about the other mention of small, of the Ani? How about the Yad Hayimanit, the Regal Hayimanit, the Ozan Hayimanit, of the Ani? What is that coming for? That Rava has not explained. Oh, that's the Kiddatan of the Vera of Yishmael. That's not coming for anything. Because the rule, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is that kol parasha shenem rava nishnet, lo nishnet ela bishvil davar shenet chadesh ba. If a parasha comes and repeats itself, if there's one brand new issue, then sometimes the Torah will repeat the entire thing to be a primary parasha. In this case, we have two complete repetitions of the din of the Tarata Mitzorah. One for a Mitzorah who can afford an animal korban, and one who cannot. So just because we repeat all of the words, that is standard, says Rabbi Yishmael. If there's a clear new idea here, and there certainly is, the din of the Ani, then the Torah repeats everything that the Ani should do. But it's enough for us to account for the meaning of every word in the context of the Ashir. All of this has been an analysis of what we do with the recipient's yamin. He's the one, it's the one who is getting the dam and the shemen put on him by the kohen. But we never spoke about the fact that it mentions the kohen's yamin. That's a whole different din. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chon, Amar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, look, based on the model of Mitzorah, you should know that wherever we find the what we think now is the combination of the words etzpa, finger, and kahuna, which of course has nothing to do with the recipient, we only use that the kohen should take his finger and fine, that's the kohen. So when the word kohen occurs together with the etzpa, it means yamin, because that's what it means here. Now, we thought that this meant the combination of the two words, being a gzereshah. So both etzpa and kahuna we would need. V'lakach, now where would I apply that? Take a chatas, okay? Do I do a chatas with the right hand or can I do it with the left hand? It says, v'lakach ha-kohen, midam ha-chatat, be'etzba'o, kohen etzba. It doesn't say right hand or left hand, but take a look at the Mitzorah. Now, you'll notice it doesn't say Yad, doesn't say Kaf, so I can't use that other drush of Yad, Yad, Lekmitza. How do I know that the Hazoya of the Dam of Achatas is with a Yad Yamin? I learn it from Mitzorah. Vitaval HaKohen et Etzba'o HaYimanit. So, therefore, we now know, put the two together, etzpa of a kohen, and etzpa of a kohen is always a right etzpa. That's what we thought it meant. Now, we thought that it was both etzpa and kohen. And therefore, we're troubled by the following. Hare kmitza. How about the fact that when a kohen does kmitza, it only writes kahuna? And yet, it says, komatz b'smol is pasul. So, of course, this is a little bit strange because we just had Rava's drosh of Yad Yad Lekmitza, and we don't say a word about it. We're going to talk about that Yad Yadlik Mitzah later. And the Shita says it could be we're taking into consideration here that there are two issues of Kmitza. One is the Kmitza, one is the Kiddush Kmitza. So perhaps the Gemara is just waiting for later when we become aware of the fact that there's two issues. But here Rava himself explains the reason that it says that using your left hand for the Kmitz is possible, even though it only says Kahuna, and obviously doesn't say Etzba for Kmitza, because you don't use your Etzba for Kmitza. It would be rather strange if it did mention Etzba for Kmitza. But nonetheless, says Rava, the reason that nonetheless, as small as possible, is because we understood Retriever Ben Lakish wrong. What he meant was either Etzba or Kahuna. And since it does say HaKohen by the comments, then it is enough to be Mechayev us to only use the right hand of the Kohen. You don't need Etzba. Amalei Abaye, how could that be true? Hare holachat evarim lakevesh. We know that there is a particular example where we dafka do use our left hand, and that is in carrying the parts of the Ola to the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. Now, the word kuhuna definitely appears there. Dechtiv bohu kuhuna. Dechtiv ikriv hakohen et hakol hamizbecha. Bring it all to the Mizbeach. Now, don't think that that means to put it on the Mizbeach, my friends, because the very next word is vihiktir hakohen. So, obviously, vihikriv is not vihiktir. So, what is vihikriv? Vihomar mar vihikriv is bringing the parts of the Ola from the butchering area to the kevesh, the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. That's holakat evarim la kevesh. And according to what Rava just said, the word kuhuna v'ikriv ha-kohen should mean he needs to use his right hand. And yet the Mishnah says b'feirush v'tnan. Ha-regel shel yamin b'smol. He carries up the right thigh in his left hand, because he had the head in his right hand, and it was quite heavy, the thigh and the head, both quite heavy, and Beit Ora Lachutz, the place where it had not been cut, so that, I mean, it looks pretty ugly to carry the cut facing outside as you're going up to the Mizbeach, and this he would carry facing in, and the meat side that was undamaged was facing out. But in any event, it was in his left hand. Now what do you do about that? Well, says the Gemara, although we did say either etzbar kuhuna, it was only a reference to the type of things that are absolutely necessary. Ki amrinan o etzba o kuhuna, bidavar hame'akev kapara, something that needs to be done. I don't even need, says Rashi here, as opposed to what he says in Zvachim, I don't even need to do any of this, because suppose I had butchered the Ola right next to the Kevesh. I wouldn't need to walk into the Kevesh. Or suppose I had a group of Kohanim and we did an assembly line method. One holds it, the ends it to the next one. And there's no walking to the Kevesh. That would be perfectly okay. So I can do without Holacha. If I can do without it, then it's not considered to be an Avodah. That would be Ma'akev, the Kapora. And therefore it can't mean that there's Makbid on having to have the right hand. But Rashi in Zvachim says something different. Rashi in Zvachim says, the fact that you're bringing it up on the Mizbeach is itself unnecessary. Because the Akravat, forget about whether you could do without walking. That's not the point. Since the Evarim are not Ma'akev the carbon, only the Dam is Ma'akev the carbon. It has nothing to do with whether the Holocha is Efshalavatla. It's just that it's not an Aveda that prevents the carbon from achieving what it was set out to achieve, the kapara. Sorry. And there are great differences between those two approaches, as the Briskerov points out in a piece in his Sefer. But in any event, in either case, it would not be enough to be mechayev us to use dafka, a right hand. Okay, well, certainly we're agreed that the Kabbalat Hadam is Ma'akev Kapor. You can't do a darn thing with the carbon if you weren't Ma'akev Hadam. And it says, by Kabbalat Hadam, Kihuna, because it says, V'ikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim et ha-dam. And we know that that doesn't mean to bring it up b'zrika, because it says that separately. So therefore, v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim is the Kabbalah. Zo Kabbalat ha-dam. And although the Mishnah says that it's true that you have to use your right hand, but it isn't true according to Rabbi Shimon. V'tznan kibel b'smol pasul. And yet Rabbi Shimon is machshir. Now how can Rabbi Shimon be machshir against a gzeirah shavah? Oh, says Rabbi Shimon, comrade, you're asking according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon indeed learns the gzeirah shavah, of course, but the way we originally understood it, that you need both kahuna and etzpa. But that's not true, says the Gemara. Umi boy Rabbi Shimon tarte? You're claiming Rabbi Shimon requires both etzpa and kahuna. How do you explain the fact that in the bright of Atani Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makom shenemra yad inu ala yamin, etzpa inu ala yamin? Any place where the word etzpa occurs, it means a right etzpa. What happened to kahuna? I thought you said he needs both. Well, he needs both. If it says kahuna, it needs etzpa. But if it says etzpa, it doesn't need kahuna. So etzpa lo boy kahuna, kahuna boy etzpa. Why is that? Because it makes a great deal of sense. The definition of which digit is yamin. It's not the definition of which kohen is yamin. So therefore, it's more likely that it'd be a reference to the digit rather than to the kohen. It says the Gemara, but that's ridiculous. So then why do we need the kohen? If the point is that the etzpa doesn't need the kohen and the kohen needs the etzpa, leave the word kohen out. No, I need kohen. Tell me something else. To teach me that the Kohen has to be in a state. Obviously, all of the Avodah needs to be done with the Kohen. But this is coming to stress the fact that he needs to be supplied with the begodim that give him the status of the Kohen. So he must be wearing his Bigdei Kahuna in order to do anything where the word Kohen is used. Okay, fine. But what do you say about Zerika? Now, Zerika Tadam, this is as opposed to Hazayat Adam. Because Hazayat Adam, as we just saw, which is only done by the Chatas, it says both Kohen and Etzpa. So apparently there, Rabbi Shimon, of course, agrees that you need Yamin. But Zerika, which is all of the other Dam that is done with a cup, and over there, it doesn't say Etzpa, obviously, for good reason, because you're using a cup, not an Etzpa. It only talks about a Kohen. And according to you, since it only speaks of the Kohen, it doesn't require Yamin. And yet, it says that Zorak b'smol is possible. And even Rabbi Shimon, who says that you need both Etzpa and Kahuna, doesn't argue. How do you explain that? Why wouldn't Rabbi Shimon argue on Zorak b'smol? Omar Abay, he does argue, but it's in a braita. Polik b'braita, the Tanya, kibel b'smol pasul. In the braita, it says, if you do the Kabbalah with your left hand, it's possible, and Rabbi Shimon is makshir. But then it goes on to say, and if you're Zorak b'smol, it's possible. And it says Rabbi Shimon Machshir. So as a matter of fact, this is quite consistent with the approach that we just had in Rabbi Shimon, that etzpa can stand on its own, but kahuna cannot. Okay, now I've got a problem. You just gave me a very beautiful narrative about how I know the din of kmitza from the word etzpa and Kohen, not from the word Yad, which is what Rava had said, we need Yad, Yad, L'kmitza. Now I'm really confused. Why did we need that original Yad, Yad, L'kmitza, if I know the fact that Kmitza needs to be done by Yamin, not from the Yad of the one who was getting the blood and the Shemen on his Yad, but from the Etzpa and the Kohen who was putting the Shemen? So now we've got two things that are telling me the same thing, and Rava himself is doing this. So Elohadi Amar Rava, why did Rava ever do this business about Yad Yad teaches me that Kmitza needs to be done with the right hand? I don't need that, Lomali. Rava himself just said that I would know that from the word Kohen, v'kamatz ha-Kohen mimena. Kohen means Yamin. That's what he himself just said. Now I'm really confused. Don't be. Because there's two steps in Kmitza. There's the actual act of Kometz where it says, V'kamatza kohen malokum so. But then is the kiddush of the kometz, where it doesn't say the kohen. The kohen then has to take the kometz and put it into a kli. If he puts it into a kli, then I would think he could do that even with his left hand. Therefore, kamash malan, that it needs also to be done with your right hand. Ah, but you see, we run into trouble right away. Because not everyone holds you need to do that kiddush kometz with your right hand. First of all, there's a shita in Rabbi Shimon that says you don't even need kiddush kometz at all. Because he says that the first kli that was Mekadosh the Mincha, from which you took the kometz, gave it kiddushat haguf right away. And therefore, what do you need to put it into another kli for? You can if you want, but you certainly don't have to Mekadosh in a kli. So there's one shita that says the Rabbi Shimon de Loboy kiddush kometz at all. This would be a little ridiculous. What do I need another pasuk to tell me to do something that I don't do with my right hand? And even according to the other Man Yomar, who says it's not that Rabbi Shimon doesn't require kiddush kometz, it's that Rabbi Shimon doesn't require kiddush kometz be yamin, and he's machsher even small. Well, it's a little funny to need an extra pasuk to tell me only do with your right hand what you can do with your left hand. What would that mean? So Laman Yomar Nami, even if he holds the boy kiddush kometz, the Rabbi Shimon, bismalach shuri machsher, he holds that the left hand is kosher. Then what is the purpose of that extra drush of Rava of Yad Yad? So you'll say, well, now, wait a minute. Remember that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that you can learn out from Kuhuna. Ah. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if I can't learn out for Kamatza Kohen, how would I know that you need a right hand? Therefore, we need this extra drush of Yad from Mitzera. And that's what Rava was saying. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, Kahuna requires etzba. Nope, sorry, good try, but that's not true. Because if it's l'kmitza gufa, Rabbi Shimon, if it's to come to tell me the chiddush that, well, you should know Rabbi Shimon requires kmitza b'yamin, I know that from a completely different makar. And that is from Rabbi Yehuda b'rei d'Reb Chiya Nafka, a beautiful drasha of Rabbi Yehuda b'rei d'Reb Chiya. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda b'rei d'Reb Chiya. My time at Rabbi Shimon, you know the underlying logic of Rabbi Shimon's approach, who says that if you wish, you could do kiddush kometz, and if you wish, you don't need to do kiddush kometz, and not only that, he's machshir, if you put it into a kli, doing that and using it with your left hand, which is weird. I'll tell you, it's not only not weird, it is absolutely a stunning drasha. When the Torah gives the mincha to the Kohanim, it says, Chelkam natati otam meishai, I give it to them from my fires, Kodesh Kodashim hi, it is Kodesh Kodashim. That's great. Then it throws in the words, like the Chatat and like the Asham. What is that adding? Ah, brilliant! The Chatat and the Asham are two different worlds. The Chatat, everything is done with the finger. Therefore, it needs to be done with your body. The Zrika has to be done with your flesh. The Asham is done with a container because it's Zrika. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, now, how could the Torah be comparing it to something which is oxymoronic? How can it be a Chatas and an Asham? Must be that it's offering you the option. If you want to come along and carry it with your hand directly and never use a kli as if it were a chatat, go right ahead. But then treat it like the chatat. You need to use your right hand. Because as we learned out, it says you mean by the chatat, it has to mean a yad yad. Forget about yad yad. It says over there both etzba and kohen. If you want to do it in a kli, okay, you can put it to a kli. I don't care. Use your coffee mug, for that matter. Because you certainly don't need kiddush kli. But then you can carry that kli in your left hand. Like an asham. Because we just learned that smolit. Kapo smolit by asham. That's brilliant. But meanwhile, what do we learn from there? That anything that needs to be done with your body is similar to the chatat. Now the kometz has to be done with his kaf. Has to be done with his body. But then that means it's like a chatas. It's comparing it to a chatas. A chatas has to be done by yamin. So I know that kometz has to be done by yamin according to Rabbi Shimon. And I know that we don't need to do the Kiddush comments, Binyamin, according to Rabbi Shimon. So can you tell me, Rava, what the heck do we need the extra drasha that cannot be applying not to the comments, not to the Kiddush comments, and you're saying yad yad the kmitza. For what? Says Rav, I have an ace up my sleeve. This is all going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon, right? That's the only problem, we'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. But remember that Rabbi Shimon has one other thing that he holds that's unique. He holds Dashina Taima Dekra. You're supposed to look into the logic, the internal logic of the pasuk, and you can use that to make conclusions. Okay. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's one case that is not covered by this case of Kechatat V'Chasham, not covered by any of the drushes that we would have had, and that is Lo Nitzracha Ela LeKometz of Minchas Chotet. Remember that Rabbi Shimon all along said that actually a Minchas Chotet should have needed Shemen V'Levona. Why did it not need Shemen V'Levona? The Kohen did not, the Torah did not want a Kohen's, a sinner's mincha to be nice. So it left out the Shemen and the Levona. Ah, once that's true, Sakadai Ramina Hoyal V'Amar Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon gave the logic of Shaloye Korbano Muhudar, perhaps the normal rules about the mincha, about how to treat it with dignity, namely Yamin, don't apply to a sinner's mincha. And it would be matir even doing kmitza bismol. So if you come and say bismol, tit kasher. For that we need my yad yad le kmitza, even alibet Rabbi Shimon. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't need kiddush komets b'yamin. We normally need komets b'yamin, because I learned it out from kechatas, and komets of a minchas chote, I learned out from yad yad le kmitza, and enachinami, according to everybody else, I learn akmitza from the word kuhuna. I don't even need yad yad akmitza. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zera. What exactly do you find is the meaning of alboin yado yamanid, velboin raglo yamanid, lomali? Chad lachshir tzadim, v'chad lifsot tzidei tzadim. And why does it say, on the one hand, al dam ha'asham, and on the other hand, al mekom dam ha'asham, lamayatu. Hani tzrichi, because let's say it would have said, hikat rakman al dam ha'asham, havamina, only if the blood is there, then you could put the shemen there. Nitka ne'ach lo, katav rakman al makom, on the other hand, but now if it would have said al makom, I would have thought dafka al makom. So havamina dafka nitka ne'ach, you have to take off the blood. But if ite, then emavi chatzitza, and you can't put the shemen directly on the skin. Kamash malan al dam ha'asham, that either way is all right. Omar Rava me'acha dechtiv al dam ha'asham v'al makom ha'asham, and it's a given that the yamanit, when it comes to the dam, is albo en yado yamanit and albo en raglo yamanit. What is the point of repeating yamanit by the shemen of the bitzora ashir? And again, of the mitzora ani, it's all extra because I know where the dam ha'asham is. Ela amar Rava, I say, let's throw out this whole business. We'll start from the beginning. Yad, yad teaches us that you need to do kmitza b'yamanit. Regel, regel teaches us that chalitza, the regel that is undefined, mi'al raglo, is yamanit. Ozen, which is undefined in the case of the Ratza Adonavat Ozno Bemartzea is now defined here at Ozen Ozen Ratzia as Yemanit. Okay, but that still leaves you with the Smolit completely, doesn't mean anything of the Asher, it should say, if anything, not of the Ani. The Smolit Asher Lamayata. Om Rav Shesha Bere the Ravini. No, that comes to tell me that in the very case that it's referring to, the case of the Mitzorah, that if the Kohen would go and use his Yamin, it would be possible, which I would have thought that's crazy. Certainly nitrapta Yamin. So in this case, the Yamin is kosher, it's just the Torah's even allowing small. Therefore, I need the repetitive small by the ashir. But what about the two extra smallites of the ani? And how about the yad hayamanit and the regal hayamanit of the ani, which you never discussed? What's the point in that? That's, look at it, that is very, very small. Kol parashash and emrav and ishnet, and certainly over here, this is a repetition of the whole parsha of the Mitzorah Ashir. Lo nishnet ela bishvil davar shenitchadesh ba. So there's only one additional piece of information. The fact that you, an ani, is able to get away with a cheaper carbon. Great. So meanwhile, I tell you over the entire story of the carbon of the shemen and on the Hashem Mitzorah. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Reb Shimon and Lakish, Kom Bakom Shenemra Etzpa V'Kuhuna Ena Ela Yamina. We think that means Etzpa and Kuhuna V'Inan. I mean, that would be an application, for instance, to the Dam HaKatat, where over there it says Lakacha Kohen Midam HaKatat Betzpa. So you have Kohen and Etzpa. And then we would learn that from our model by Tzarat, where it says Taval HaKohen Et Etzba'o. And over there it specifies Yiminit. So that would be the basis of all of the places that we have the word Kohen and Etzba together. Well, but Kmitza doesn't say Etzba. It says Kahuna, the Kamatz HaKohen. And nonetheless, the Mishnah was very plain that Kamatz was small as possible. Omar Rava, the meaning of Rip Shimon over here was Kol makom shenemra o etzba o kahuna. Omar le'abaya, that isn't true either, because holachat evarim lekevesh, where it says kahuna alone, it says v'kriva kohen atakol mizbecha, which we know has to mean holachat evarim lekevesh, and it says beferish in the Mishnah that the kohen carried the regal shiyamin b'smol ubeitor alachutz. Well, I mean, he was only referring to o etzba o kahuna in a dover that's ma'akev kapara, v'are kabbalah. So kabbalah is a dover that's certainly ma'akev kapara, and nonetheless, katav bakuna, dichtivi grivu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim et adam, zu kabbalat adam. And it says, beferish ki bel b'tzmo posel, and yet Rabbi Shimon is ma'akshir. How could Rabbi Shimon be ma'akshir? It's a gzera shava. No, the Rabbi Shimon comment. Rabbi Shimon indeed holds that you require both etzpa and kuhuna. Does he? Umi boy, Rabbi Shimon tarte. V'atani Rabbi Shimon amir kol makom shenemra yad eina ela yamin. Etzba eina ela yamin. And that means etzba without the kohen. Well, it's true, yes, etzba doesn't need the kohen, but the kohen needs an etzba. So then why mention the kohen? Elo Kohen Lomali. No, that means the Kohen B'Kihuno. Well, what about Zerika, where all it says is Kohen, and we don't find Rabbi Shimon claiming that Zerika B'Yamin is kosher. It says Zark B'Smol Pasul, and Rabbi Shimon never objects to that. And of course, we know by the case of the Chatas, where it's Hazayah, over there it does say both Etzba and Kuhuna. But normal Zerika doesn't say Etzba for obvious reasons. And yet Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue on it. Omer Abaye, it's not true. He does argue. Polik bibraita, Tanya, Kibel b'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon makshir. Zorak b'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon makshir. So Elohad Omer Rava, yad yad l'kmitza. Why do I need that? We've now established that since it says kuhuna and it does say v'kamatza kohen, I don't need Yad to tell me the din that Kmitza needs to be B'Yamin. Well, now, wait a minute. There's a difference between Kmitza and Kiddush Kometz. How do you know that putting the Kometz that you were Kometz B'Yodo HaYemanit needs to actually be put into the Kli B'Yodo HaYemanit? You don't know that. Therefore, comes along Rava to tell me Yad Yad L'Kmitza. And what about according to Rabbi Shimon? Who holds there's not no such thing as Kiddush Kometz. And even according to the Shita in Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon isn't arguing about Kiddush Kometz. He's just arguing whether you need Yamin for Kiddush Kometz. And he holds the Mandiyom and Ami Deboi Kiddush Kometz, Le Rabbi Shimon, Bismol Akshari Makshir. So obviously, the point of it can't be yad yad to teach me only yamin if Rabbi Shimon does not hold only yamin. He may not hold even need it, but he certainly don't need yamin. So now yad yad the Rav Alomali. Ila kmitza gufa. Is it to tell me the kmitza? Because after all, Rabbi Shimon won't darshan the coin of the kmitza. He may not darshan the coin of the kmitza, but he would know it anyway from Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya Nafka. The Omra Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya. My time at Rabbi Shimon. The Omra Kro Kodesh Kadashim Hika Chatat V'cha Hasham. This means that we're giving you two options as far as how to bring a mincha. You want to do it the way you would do a chatas with your hands, ball of the biyad. Fine, then do it with your right hand, like a chatas. We're over there, even Rabbi Shimon has made it, says clearly both. So you have to use the chatas. But if you're going to be ovda bikli, then you'll be mekadesh, the komets, in a kli, instead of bringing it directly with your hand, then you should be oved, the kiddush komets, bismol, the same way that a mitzorah can use a small. And if that's the case, we will compare it to a chatas for all of the avodot of the mincha that are done biyad, and of course kometz by definition needs to be done biyad, then that would have to be biyamin, kechatat. We're only questioning over here the kiddush kometz, but the kometz itself is clearly biyado yamanit, because it's like the chatat. So I don't need now to know Rava's drasha of yad yad, because even though I don't know kahuna, I know from the comparison to chatat. So there's absolutely no application of yad yad the kmitza in Rabbi Shimon, aliba de Rava. So what the heck is it for? How can it claim that this is a gzera shava that Rabbi Shimon doesn't use to teach me anything? Ah, the ace up my sleeve again. Lo nisra lo komets minchat chote aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Because salka daitech hoel v'omar Rabbi Shimon shelo yehei korbano mehudar ki komets lo nami bismol titkasher. Kamash malan that even a mincha, which is a minchat chote, requires to be done b'yamin kechatat. But I don't know it from kechatat, I need the extra limud of yad yad. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.